Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, who is love. Praise God, who is love. Praise God, who is love. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for revelation knowledge regarding this subject today. Thank you that there is no interruption from any satanic or demonic force. Thank you for ears to hear every spoken word of knowledge. Thank you for giving us eyes to see all that you set before us. Thank you for giving us ears to hear and receive and understand every word that comes from declaring that we stand on faith and faint not. Holy Spirit, have your way with me, that our Father may be glorified. Thank you, and hello to my listening audience. Thank you for joining me on another day with Continuous Prayer is Power to Heal. My name is Reverend Diane Hopkins, the Senior Pastor of Global Exchange Christian Church in the state of Massachusetts. And I am your host for today. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 10. You have your Bibles. Let's go straight to verse 9. Romans is after the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament. Then you have the book of Acts, and you will run right into Romans. Chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. And it reads, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The King James Version, verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Our next scripture is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, and it will be followed by Matthew 6:33. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And our final opening scripture is Matthew chapter 6. It reads, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Okay, let us go right into our training tutorial for today. This is a tutorial class on healing. And we are so happy to have that today, this Sunday, because we are still giving our prayers of thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina. She will live and not die. Part two of the same segment. And we've been pushing, praying, and thanking God. And today, if you follow the instructions in this tutorial class on healing, you will not only learn the prayer system, you will become a winner in healing every time. We pray with nothing wavering, that means without doubt, believing without doubt may be challenging when the doctor has given you a negative report and you are looking at your loved one who appear to be in a bad shape. In today's program, find out how to stand on God's word, which is his will, to obtain the healing manifestation, which is the outcome you desire. Anyone with any head problem, either severe headaches, brain tumors, comas, unresponsive brain waves, or someone who's had surgery on their head, any type of head injury, today is your day to receive your healing manifestation. Very important issues on today. And we just want you to know that we are on your side and God is on your side. So everything that we're going to talk about today, we're going to point out some things, and you all pray for me so that I will remain calm. Sometimes I get excited and my voice goes up and I'm like, okay, I don't want to lose anyone. So I want to remain calm throughout the entirety of this tutorial. Okay, let's look at prayer. When we talk about prayer, a lot of people say, well, you know, I can do that. I can pray. And I'm very proud. I want to thank the persons. I was looking on Facebook, and at some of the responses people were giving about how they were continuing to pray for Bobby Christina. And I was impressed to see that there were many people who are on Facebook, and they're believing. They're saying, don't give up. Stay in there. This is when God steps up, which is right. This is when God's like, hey, when everybody else is giving up and everything looks horrible, that's when he likes to come in and say, ah, voila. But he doesn't want you to give up either. You cannot give up. You must continue to have faith. That's what he works on. He works on faith. Okay? So you can't cave in and quit. You cannot doubt. Because if you believe what you say, you have it. All right? God put procedures and safeguard into the prayer system. He's not keeping something from you. He is protecting it for you. Okay? There is power in revelation knowledge, revelation prayer, on things that come to you through the knowledge as you're reading the word. What is God's word and God's will in the situation? Those are the questions that we should be asking ourselves. Whenever something comes up, we have to say, okay, what is God's will? How are you going to find that out? You're not going to find it from talking to somebody. You got to go to his word and say, okay, what is God's will on this situation? What does he say? We have to become persons who are interested in standing as Christians and find the answer to the question. If God's will is healing, which it is, we've been talking about that, 1 Peter 2:24, that's God's will. So if that's God's will, we got to stand on his will. That's his will. It is not his will that, oh, well, if it's God's will, then the person can. No, that is not God's will that the person go on to be with the Lord. Of course, he'll accept that if that's what you want, but that is not what he wants. Bobby Christina has a job to do. We're going to continue. We're saying prayers of thanksgiving so that she can do her job. She has a job. It is not her time to leave this earth. We have to believe that and operate accordingly. Okay, let's do a balance act. Let's look at the Olympian versus the Christian. Now look at the Olympians over the years. For example, Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps trained very hard because you know what? He put that image in his mind. He saw that gold medal. He didn't have it in his hand because he couldn't get it until he went to the Olympics and did what he was supposed to do. And he won many medals before he stopped or before someone was able to overtake him. But every time the Olympics took place when he was winning medal after medal, he saw that medal before it even got in his hand. He saw the picture. He created a picture in his mind of him winning the gold. That's what we've got to do as Christians. We can't go. If somebody had told him, can I tell you something? If anybody walked up to him and said, you know what, you're not going to win this time, I bet you he didn't listen. He had his mind. It didn't matter what anybody said. He had his mind on, I'm winning. Let's take another one that's even a bigger episode in terms of winning. that's Michael Jordan. I know because I'm originally from Chicago. They had the worst record ever before Michael Jordan, the Bulls, the Chicago Bulls. Never would win. They never could win. Maybe every blue moon. Horrible record. When Michael Jordan came, he said he saw himself getting that ring. He saw himself getting that ring, and he worked towards that ring. Now, he didn't have it through the season, of course, but he had to hang in there and do what was necessary to do until he got that ring. And not only did it taste so good to him until he didn't only get one, he did three-peat. Then he came back and got some more. So we've got to see. Get excited. But the point I'm making is we've got to latch on to it. I mean, who would have thought that? No one would have. They gave up on the Bulls because they never won anything. People were going by what they saw. But Michael said, I'm going to change what you see. I'm going to make a believer out of you, and he did. He didn't do it right away, but the point I'm making is he stayed and he stuck to it until it happened. This is the kind of staying power that we as Christians must have in order to do what we see healing manifestation. We can't get healing manifestation and say, oh, wait a minute, there's a scripture, 1 Peter 2:24, okay, by whose stripes ye were healed. I said it now, where's my miracle? It doesn't happen like that. And we're going to go down here and show you why. The first thing you do, you have to pray. And we're not praying to Jesus. We're not praying to the Holy Spirit. We're praying to God. But God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, he's one God. He's not three God. He's one God. He sent his son to the cross over 2,000 years ago so he could have healing for us. So then we think, once we've prayed what we're praying, all right, I'm praying, I believe, I believe, I believe, I'm praying, I believe. And guess what happened? The devil, who we've been talking about, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to take the word from you because you got it down in you. Now you got your scripture. You're holding on your scripture, but he's saying, whispering in your ear, saying, look at that. Don't you see what she looks like? Why do you keep saying you believe this? He's whispering in your ear. Why do you keep on holding on and you know, and then he'll have somebody to call or somebody to say something or somebody to get to the media or the media to say something to knock you off your word. You are still on the word now. You got to get back on that word. The word says, heal, heal, heal. You got to say, get out of here, devil. Don't whisper nothing in my ear. I don't want no negative stuff. Don't hear what the doctor said. Don't go by what the report of the doctor said. We know that there's revelation knowledge. God's will in a situation is healing. Don't accept anything less than God's will. Don't accept anything less than God's will. His will is healing. So if that's healing, when the devil comes and starts whispering in your ear and say, you need to look at that, you need to take a real good look. Does that look like healing to you? You need to say, you need to go home because I already know what God can do. Okay? Friends may try to prepare you for the worst. Friends may speak against God's goodness. Yeah, I know you've been holding on, and I know, but maybe it's his will for this. No, it is not his will. He's not. What kind of glory is he getting out of that? He's not getting any glory out of anything that's happening that's not good. And it's not good for somebody to leave when they haven't finished their life. He has a job for her to do. You say, well, you know, we did everything we can do. No, you really haven't. You really haven't did everything that you can do. The doctors did all they can do because they are not God. So we have to give them, let them go and keep saying what they're saying, but we have to close our minds. Boldness of faith is a powerful force. Now, I was very, very proud of Bobby Brown, and I still am. Because I know he's surrounded by people and they're saying things and everybody's looking at. So you're going by what you see. You cannot go by what you see. God is saying, is there anybody willing to hang on when things look bad? Is there anybody willing to hang on and say, hey, this is nothing, if nothing is impossible for him, why are we giving up saying this is impossible? Now, the world, they hang on, they don't give up. Dominique Dawes, I can go down the line. Florence Griffin Joyner, all of them saw that gold medal. Can I tell you, they practiced, and they practiced, and they practiced. They could, nobody stop them. And guess what? They got to go. Okay? That's what we got to do. We've got to stand and stand and stand on those healing scriptures until we get the goal. Our goal is the healing manifestation, which is the outcome that we want and we desire. We must have confidence. We must have confidence according to God's perfect will. Now, he can also have a permissive will. The permissive will is, well, you know, they gave up, and well, he'll permit you to do, he gave you a free will. He'll permit you to give up and say, well, that's his permissive will. But his perfect will is healing. His perfect will is healing. Now, see, we don't have a lot of churches from the pulpit talking like this, so people get in the room, in the hospital room, and they, oh, well, you know the doctor's saying, they'll get on the phone and say, well, you know the doctor said there's no hope. So, you know, we just bide our time. No, that is not what you're supposed to be doing. You're a Christian. I want to get this word out because I want people who are listening to understand that when you have a loved one who is sick, that is not the end. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what part of the body. I don't care if it's the head. I don't care if it's the throat. I don't care if it's cancer. The story I gave on my segment on the third about the gentleman who was in the hospital, he was in his early 20s. They were about the same age as Bobby Christina. He was, matter of fact, he was worse off. He could not have the people in the room because his air, it was something about the air. He had to have certain kind of air around him so the people couldn't even be in the room. While he was unconscious, he didn't even know. He was in a coma. But then, guess what? His wife was there, and she believed in the word that she was given. And she was saying two scriptures. She was saying those two scriptures, and those two scriptures is the one that I keep on saying, Bobby Christina will live, and she will not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina. She will live and not die. That is the two scriptures. The first part of that is 1 Peter 2:24. By whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina. The second scripture is Psalm 118, verse 17. 118, verse, two scriptures you're saying over and over and over again. We must be persistent. We must praise and adore God. And equally important is thanksgiving. Those are the prayer points. Equally important is thanksgiving, prayer of thanksgiving. That's what we're doing now. We said our prayers. We don't keep on saying prayers because you keep on doing it, and that proves that you don't believe. Well, God, I need to say the prayer one more time. No, that's not unbelief. The devil may say, well, maybe you didn't say it right. He may whisper in your ear and say, maybe you need to say it a different way. No. You say it one time, and then you say, okay, God, I'm standing on the word. I believe it. I believe the word because remember Mark 11:23 and 24 says, you have what you say when you say it, right? What things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Mark 11:24. Okay? So we have to believe. We have to believe. Remember when Hezekiah was dying and the prophet came and told him he was dying and he said, he turned and he told God, God, I haven't finished doing what I need to do. I need 15 more years. Well, he was much older, of course. And God heard his prayer and said, okay, I'll give you 15. Because Psalm 91:16 says you have long life. So you can stand on the word, and he hollers loud and said, Lord, I want 15 more years. God gave 15 more years. You need to do. Okay? Long life. Long life. Don't let the devil make you think you're supposed to be, well, because the doctor says this, and it doesn't look good. It doesn't look like she's not really responding, but she took a turn for the worse. Oh, none of that. They thought I was going to be a vegetable. When they brought me in that hospital, my head was bleeding, and I think the doctors were more afraid than I, you know, I don't know. I was in pain, and it was like, whoa. And they just knew I was going to be a vegetable. Because they were like, well, you know, when they saw the blood in my head, they like, ugh, this is it. So, you know, the devil tried on many occasions to get rid of me, and it didn't work. None of them worked. You got to stand on the word. Now, what if I say, oh, goodness, and they were about ready to give up. And what if I said, well, you know, I'm just tired. I'm in pain and all that. Even if you're in pain, don't pay attention to that. If you're standing on the word, God will see how much are you going to believe me. It's easy to believe God when things are going good, but what about when things are not going as well as you think they should be going? How much faith do we have in God then? Do we love him? Do we still believe him? What do we do? He wants us right on his side all the time. All the time. Okay, so we talked about confidence, and we have to be in God's perfect will, and we have to think about the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness or disease in heaven. So he's saying, because there's not none in heaven, there's none on earth. You don't have to have that. You don't have to accept that bill. You don't have to accept it. You know how they write out a prescription? You don't have to accept that prescription. That's a death prescription. And, of course, the devil would love for you to accept it. Matter of fact, he'll help you accept it. He'll whisper in your ear, and you have to turn him off. Okay? So we can get rid of all those fearful thoughts. Fear is the reciprocal of faith. In other words, it's the opposite of faith. Fear is from the devil, and faith is from God. So we weren't given the spirit of fear. We were given the spirit of faith. So bulldog faith is what God would like for us to have and possess. You know, that's why we have all these stories in the Bible, like Daniel. Daniel was, he was supposed to die. The lions were supposed to kill him. But he said, mm-mm, I believe. I don't care what happened. I believe. And guess what? They looked in there and said, wait a minute. They're not even asking a fourth person in there. See, so when things are really bad, wasn't that, wouldn't you think that that's an example of something being really bad? Oh, I think so. That's when God likes to show up. But you can't get doubt in your heart and say, well, I don't know because I'm looking at. Don't go by what you see. What you see is not what is. People saw me in the wheelchair, and when they actually saw me get out, they couldn't believe. And here's another thing. When things happen and you get what you want, the other side of the coin is you don't stop praying. I've been out of the wheelchair for a while, a few years I've been out of the wheelchair, and I don't stop praying. I still continue to say, by whose stripes you were healed. I have no desire to go back to that wheelchair. By whose stripes you were healed, because I see myself completely out forever. So you continue to pray. I pray that at least 3 to 4 times a day, by whose stripes you were healed, not more. So we do the same thing. You do that. You pray the same thing, even when you are well. So you don't stop praying to get well. You continue on and lift yourself up. Keep yourself covered. You keep yourself covered. We're actually supposed to be praying like this before anything happens. But many years ago, there was nobody to tell me such a thing, but I had to learn it. That was over the years, I've learned quite a bit. And does that mean I know it all? Of course not. I'm still learning a lot. And I'll probably be learning as long as I'm here on the face of this earth, as we all should be. No one person knows everything, but we do need to be connected to the person who knows everything, and that's Almighty God. Okay? So keep that in mind. And the last one that I said to you is equally important is Thanksgiving. That's why I've been asking people to continue to say, thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina. She will live and not die, because that's continuous prayer of thanksgiving. We believe, show up, as long as we don't have people. If there's people that are speaking negative in a room where a loved one is, ask them in a nice way, can you step out, please? Because we've got a healing going on, and that's all we want. We don't want any negative information out. We don't want anybody saying anything negative. I don't care where it's coming from, the media, it could be family members, I don't know. But this is a time for everybody to band together, and I'm proud of the Houston and the Brown family for coming together and for getting those things that are behind you and with no strife and unforgiveness. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Hold that stand, because things like that make the devil angry. Because he wants you to be fighting each other, because he knows the importance. But when you're fighting each other, it's real hard, and you can get your stuff blocked up. Your prayer can be blocked, and you don't want that. Okay? All right. But God still loves you. He loves you. Make a mistake, he loves you. So please don't beat up on yourself if you made a mistake. All right? He don't want you walking in the love of sin either. There's something else that could block it up. That I'm not talking about if you make a mistake and you sin. I'm talking about the love of sin. That you, you know, committing adultery every day and you don't care, you don't want to stop. That's what I'm talking about. That's the love of sin. Okay, it's not making a mistake and you go back and repent. You can do that. You're under the God's grace. Okay? All right, Father, we just want to pray for everybody. We declare that everybody, if they have a something going on with severe headaches, brain tumors, comas, unresponsive brain waves, any type of head injury, we declare that those persons who are listening, they are healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We want healing in the body of Christ. Our healing. Thank you so much for bringing the healing manifestation to your daughter, Bobby Christine. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you because we are praying prayers of thanksgiving. We are praising your name, and we are worshiping you every time we say, thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina, because she will live and she will not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina. She will live and not die. We thank you, God, for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for bringing us together again. I thank you to my listening audience. I pray that you were able to take notes and you did learn something about healing, and you are a winner in healing every time. Everyone, you have your healing manifestation, and now we are praising God because it's done. It's already done. It's done. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.